Welcome, everybody. Tonight, we are nearly finished with the book of Esther. Next week, we're going to deal with just the three verses of chapter 10, kind of like a recap of God's providence in the history of Esther. But for tonight, we are finishing up the ninth chapter, and this is from sorrow to joy. And as we recognize that, even as Paul said to the Corinthians, it's first the natural and then the spiritual. So this account of the Jews processing from the time of sorrow and mourning into that time of deliverance and joy and gladness is a picture of the spiritual journey that all Christians have as we are brought out of the kingdom of darkness into His marvelous light. So Dan, would you open with hymn number 321? Each Lord's Day is a celebration of that deliverance as we gather together to worship. So hymn number 321. Amen. And as we consider the thanksgiving that God receives for all of His blessings, not all of His blessings are as dramatic as the events of the book of Esther. But He is a good God, and He is the giver of all good things. And we rejoice this week in Bob's approaching birthday on Saturday. Bob Klotz, our founding elder and senior deacon, has a birthday on Saturday, so happy birthday, Bob. Tonight we are dealing with this Feast of Purim, the feast of celebration that came as a result of the great deliverance that Israel received, that the Jews received from the efforts of Mordecai and Esther with the support of King Xerxes. The evil plot of Haman was overturned, and he and his sons and all of the Jews who were the enemies of God were put to death. So, Dan, would you read this passage tonight for us, please? It's Esther 9, verses 17 to 32.
On the 13th day of the month Adar, And on the 14th day of the same rested day, it made it a day of feast and gladness. But the Jews that were at Shushan assembled together on the 13th day thereof, on the 14th thereof, and on the 15th day of the same day rested, and made it a day of feasting and gladness. Therefore the Jews of the villages that dwelt in the unwalled towns made the 14th day of the month Adar a day of gladness and feasting, and a good day, and of sending portions one to another. And Mordecai wrote these things, and sent letters unto all the Jews that were in all the provinces of the king Ahasuerus, both nigh and far, to establish this among them, that they should keep the 14th day of the month Adar, and the 15th day of the same yearly, as the days wherein the Jews rested from their enemies, and the month which was turned unto them from sorrow to joy, and from mourning into a good day, that they should make them days of feasting and joy, and of sending portions one to another, and gifts to the poor. And the Jews undertook to do as they had begun, and as Mordecai had written unto them. Because Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, the enemy of all the Jews, had devised against the Jews to destroy them, and had cast Pur, that is, the lot, to consume them and to destroy them. But when Esther came before the king, he commanded by letters that his wicked device, which he devised against the Jews, should return upon his own head, and that he and his son should be hanged on the gallows. Wherefore they called these days Purim, after the name of Pur. Therefore, for all the words of this letter, and of that which they had seen concerning this matter, and which had come unto them, the Jews ordained and took upon them, and upon their seed, and upon all such as joined themselves unto them, so as it should not fail, that they would keep these 2 days according to their writing, and according to their appointed time every year. And that these days should be remembered and kept throughout every generation, every family, every province, and every city, and that these days of Purim should not fail from among the Jews, nor the memorial of them perish from their seed. Then Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew, wrote with all authority to confirm this second letter of Purim. And he sent the letters unto all the Jews to the 127 provinces of the kingdom of Ahasuerus, with words of peace and truth, to confirm these days of Purim in their times appointed, according as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had enjoined them, and as they had decreed for themselves and for their seed the matters of the fastings and their cry. And the decree of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written in the book.
Amen. Thank you. This passage is kind of a summary. It's a recap of what God has done. Again, we've said before that this book of Esther does not mention the name of God throughout the entire book. And yet, we see His hand at work in all of the events. We see praise to Him. We see the fasting and the prayer that went to Him in their time of distress, their time of danger. And now we see the thanksgiving that is offered to Him, not just in Esther and Mordecai's day, but a command and a recommendation and encouragement and exhortation to all of the Jews, all the servants of God who joined them, to praise God each year on these 2 days for the great deliverance that they had received. It was a transition from sorrow to joy. And we see here in the first couple of verses, 17 and 18, the observation that throughout the countryside, throughout all the unwalled towns, not just in the major cities, but in all the provinces, in all the regions of the Persian Empire, all 127 provinces, there was a proclamation, a celebration made of gladness and great joy, because they were brought from sorrow to gladness, from great danger, even the prospect of imminent death, to deliverance and life and blessing. And this, of course, is parallel to that spiritual journey that we as Christians enjoy as we are brought out of the darkness into the kingdom of light, as we are brought out of the dominion of sin into His eternal kingdom. Psalm 30 verse 11 says that Thou hast brought us from gladness. He's turned our gladness or our sorrow into gladness and into dancing. He has put off our sackcloth and girded us with gladness. And this same theme, this same sentiment is echoed in John 16 verse 20, where it notes that the Lord has indeed brought us out of mourning into great joy. So this series of events in the book of Esther, like all the events of the Old Testament, all the references, all of the themes, all of the principles, all the statutes, all of these things that are recorded in Scripture for us have a purpose, even as Paul reminds Timothy. And this is recorded here, that we, like those Jews of Esther and Mordecai's day, might have an ongoing gladness, an ongoing celebration of God's mercy and God's goodness, God's grace to us. We read here that it was on the 14th, or on the 13th and the 14th day. And you'll recall from the last time that in the city of Shushan, an extra day of retaliation was granted because of the additional number of enemies that were lurking, ready to carry out Haman's plan. And Esther had requested that Xerxes allow an extra day to respond to the great threat. So here we see in this chapter, 2 days of celebration, the 14th and the 15th, because the 14th was the day after for the rest of the empire, but the 15th was the day after the great deliverance for the Jews in the capital city of Shushan. So they chose these 2 days, the 14th and the 15th of the 12th month, near the end of February, according to our modern day calendar, but it was the 12th month of the Hebrew calendar. And this was chosen to celebrate their deliverance from gladness and, or from sorrow unto gladness. And here we have then the notation that it wasn't just among the prominent Jews that celebrated this. This was done throughout the empire. Not just in the cities, but in the unwalled towns, the countryside, the rural areas of the empire. And this was done at the encouragement of Mordecai. For in verse 20, we see that Mordecai wrote these things, and that he sent letters encouraging the celebration on these 2 days. And this is a reference as he wrote these things. Mordecai is apparently the author of the book of Esther. This account of God's mercy and God's providence, God's overriding care in the midst of great danger. The events that are recorded here are first-hand accounts of the lives and the experiences of Mordecai and Esther, apparently from the pen of Mordecai. And he wrote these things as a record. Many people write journals, or they keep autobiographical remembrances of things that have happened to them in their lives. And this is apparently the purpose of Mordecai here, but not that his own name might be venerated. He does certainly receive an acknowledgement for his faithfulness, for his concern for Esther as he raised her after the death of her parents, his faithfulness in his service to the king, his loyalty and his adherence to truth as he exposed the threat of assassination against Ahasuerus. But as these things are recorded, we see here in this chapter the end result, the real purpose for which Mordecai recorded these things and wrote down the record of these events. It was not for his own glory, but it was for the glory of God, that the people might gather together, not just that year, but in each succeeding year, through every generation, in every province, in every city. It says the Jews and their heirs, their seed, and all those who joined them. We read in the previous chapter how as the 12th month approached, many of the previous unbelievers turned to a worship of God because of their fear of Mordecai, because of their fear of the retribution that would come upon them if they took a public stand against the Jews. But the implication is that many of them began to worship the true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And thus, we see here in this chapter that this was not just a momentary commitment on many of these people. This was an ongoing commitment that those, the Jews and their seed and all who had joined them, gathered together in this annual celebration. And this was to be carried on to endless generations, as it says. And indeed, today the Feast of Purim is still a great time of celebration, a great time of feasting for the Jews. There is this remembrance. And as even the Jews commemorate that historical event, likewise we Christians ought to commemorate with great joy the matter of our own salvation, how he has delivered us from death unto life. We've said oftentimes that we as Christians cannot be closet Christians. God expects that we proclaim the good news of the gospel, that we warn others to flee the wrath to come, that we willingly and openly testify what God has done in us and through us and in our lives. Again, that he would receive the honor and glory, even in our struggles, even in our failings, in our sicknesses, in our calamities, in our persecutions. We are to glorify God because Romans 8:28 reminds us that all these things work together for good to those who love God and who are the called according to his purpose. He has a reason for the events and the things that he allows in our lives. Those times when we fall short, those times when we make mistakes, there is great repentance in Christ. He is faithful and just to forgive us when we confess our sins, and he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And therefore, we might learn even from these events, these instances of the great deliverance of the Jews, how Haman's evil plan was overturned and he and his 10 sons were hanged on the gallows. The wicked ones who hated God and who hated the Jews came to a disastrous end. We read in the previous section how 75,800 enemies of God and enemies of the Jews were slain because of their effort to carry out Haman's wicked plot. And yet, this is a reminder to us of the judgment that is coming upon the wicked. The psalmist often became frustrated and discouraged in seeing the momentary prosperity of the wicked. But he always came back to the realization that this was just a momentary thing, that they would ultimately face their doom and their destruction. And by taking the eternal perspective of God, we can, as Christians, realize that the present prosperity of the wicked is all the heaven they're ever going to see. But the great reward for God's people is not only a momentary presence of his blessing, as he gives us those fruits of the Spirit, as he manifests the peace and the joy and the contentment and the various fruits of the Spirit that Paul mentions. But for us, as believers, we have that glorious hope and that glorious promise of the eternal life in Christ. He said that he has gone to prepare a place for us. And when he returns, he will gather first the ones who are dead in Christ. They will be resurrected first. And then we who are yet alive will be caught up and transformed in the twinkling of an eye. And we will be forever with the Lord. And that will be the manifestation of his eternal presence, his eternal kingdom, as we share it with him. So this feast that was instituted, the Feast of Purim, it was named that because of the pure, the casting of lots that Haman had so wickedly orchestrated. He consulted all of his fortune tellers and all of his wise men, and they had picked that 13th day of the 12th month Adar as the most opportune day for the carrying out of their evil plan. But God overturned that evil. And an order which could not be reversed was in fact reversed, because Mordecai gave a second command. And the second command was that the Jews had the right to defend themselves. They had the power with the full blessing of King Xerxes and Mordecai to carry out a retaliation, a defense against those who sought to kill them. And after Mordecai's letters were written, we see here in verse 29 that Esther likewise sent out a letter reaffirming the recommendation of Mordecai that all of the Jews throughout the empire should celebrate these 2 days as the Feast of Purim, the Feast of Joy and Gladness, the Feast of Celebration and Giving of Gifts one to another. So the full weight of the crown, the royal authority, was put behind this. This was a civil government action to acknowledge and to sanction blessing to God. For those of us in this day who live under the fear of judges who have gone off track. This is a historical account of even a secular government affirming the responsibility to praise God for his marvelous grace. We often commemorate a date in history, and July 3rd, 1880 is one of those dark days. It was the date on which the government of Prussia declared that all preachers, all clergy, are subject to the state. And this is not something that Germany originated. This was a problem that has crept into civil government almost from the beginning. It's that notion that man can supersede the authority of God. In the Middle Ages, we had that evil which was often called the divine right of kings. And while it is true that God gives civil authorities certain government powers, certain delegated authority, the reality is that they do not trump the word of God. They do not trump the authority of the one who sits on the eternal throne. And thus, the notion that the divine right of kings, that God has given them their power, they exaggerated that and claimed an authority over the church. So the proclamation of the government of Prussia in 1880 was merely a continuation of that philosophy of man that the rulers of this world have authority over God and his church. We see that in our day, as judges have said that there must be a separation between the church and the state. And their inference in the last 100 years or so has been that the interest and the authority of the state supersedes the authority and the word of God. And this is a formula for disaster. We've seen the disastrous consequences of that as it has been carried out in our country, as there's been an increased secularization, an increased movement away from the principles of the Word of God. And this is a reminder to us, even as we commemorate this event in 1880 where the Prussian government asserted their authority over the church, we can celebrate even once again that wonderful blessing that we have, not merely by our Constitution, but even by the reference, the citation by the founding fathers of our Constitution, that our rights and our privileges are not given by the government of man. They are inalienable rights given to us by none other than God Himself. So thus, we see here these proclamations by Esther. It's a proper acknowledgement of God's blessing. It's a rightful duty that the kings of this earth have to acknowledge God's sovereignty, to acknowledge God's power, and to acknowledge God's blessing. We ought to learn from this book of Esther, even in our own day, as we see a falling away, as we see a drifting from the foundations upon which this country has been established. We must hold fast to those things that remain. We must, even as Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 reminds us, that it's by the Spirit of God that we proclaim the good tidings. And these good tidings that Mordecai and Esther referenced here, they were passed on from generation to generation. We see here in verse 32, they were written in the book, in the annals of the Persian Empire, in the memoirs, the records of the Persian government. Even this Feast of Purim and the reasons for which it was instituted were preserved and celebrated in succeeding generations. And we too ought to commit ourselves, not just a one-time happiness at the point of our conversion, but we ought to be thankful on an ongoing basis, and not even just yearly, but daily, for what God has done for us. He is the giver of all good things. And we are to proclaim the good tidings as we are brought out of darkness into light, out of sorrow into joy. Dan, would you close with hymn number 669, please? Amen. These events in the book of Esther are not merely just a historical record. They are an acknowledgement of the love of God, how He overcame evil, how he protected his people, how he rewarded faith. He elevated Esther and Mordecai to that great position in the kingdom of Persia. And likewise, he blesses us in our daily endeavors, that his name might be glorified. Do we have any thoughts tonight on this closing chapter, well, nearly the closing chapter of the book of Esther, the transition from sorrow to joy?
I think, you know, today's the 4th of July, and I think that's a day of remembrance.
Yes.
So, you know, we have this day of Purim, for the days of Purim, there's the days of remembrance, of deliverance.
Yes. Indeed. And how much more is the spiritual deliverance that we as believers have?
Amen.
Amen. Any other thoughts?
I just wanted to share, you know, when the Lord spoke to my heart, became aware of His love in my life was in 1976, around the 4th of July.
Yes. Amen. To be free in Christ is to be free indeed. Do we have any prayer requests for the week? Any needs? Any praises?
Continue to pray for Melanie and Katie and Tom.
Yes, indeed.
David King?
Yes, I left a message for Pat earlier in the middle of the week, and I haven't heard anything back yet, but David is still in need of prayer. As I understand it, he's still having his chemo every 2 weeks.
Yeah, I called down, but I didn't get a response.
Yeah.
They're on vacation.
Okay.
Oh, that would explain.
Okay.
The whole family over in the Poconos.
Okay.
Well, great.
Yes, good.
Oh, that's good.
I have an update on Perry Medlock. You all will remember Perry, the truck driver who was up here a number of years ago. It's been, 10, 12 years now since we've seen him. But he had been driving for Heartland, and he was anticipating retiring next year. He decided in November last year to switch to a local trucking company, and in February, he started experiencing chest pains, and they treated him, and they thought that he needed something, and they did more tests and determined that he needed a double bypass. So he had his double bypass. He's been off work for now, I think, 2 months, and he's now wondering whether to return to work. I think they're going to allow him to return in September. But his wife is urging him to reconsider that because he was planning on retiring in January or February anyway. So he's wondering now whether he should even go back. But he seemed like he was feeling better. He has come through the double bypass and seems like he's doing okay. So remember Perry. Who else?
Pray for one another.
Indeed. Yes. All right, Bob, if you'll lead off, please, and then we'll have anyone else who feels led to pray do so, and then I'll close.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We do thank thee this day for thy wonderful love, that wonderful love that thou hast shown unto us. Undeserving though we be. And only do ask that you would help us to spread this wonderful love to those round about us, that they may come to thee. Help us, Lord, for we are weak and thou art strong. Guide us, O Lord, great Jehovah, in all things, in all ways, every day.
thank you, Heavenly Father, for this day. Thank you for the many blessings you bestow upon us. We thank you that we do remember you, especially on this day, of your loving kindness and your tender mercy towards us, and our salvation, our deliverance in Christ Jesus. And we pray, Father, that your Spirit would fall fresh upon us and dwell in us richly, that your will would be done in our lives, that you receive the honor and glory in all things. And we just want to thank you and praise you for all that you have done and are doing. We thank you that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever, the one who changes us not, the one who neither slumbers nor sleeps. We thank you that you are sovereign and eternal. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you ever lived to make intercession for us. We thank you that you are very present help in the time of trouble. We thank you especially, Lord Jesus, that you are indeed the good and great and wonderful shepherd. We pray, Father, for the sheep of your pasture. We pray for guidance. We pray that you'd open doors that need to be opened and close doors that need to be closed. We pray, Father, for a hunger and thirst after righteousness, and we ask forgiveness that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We pray, Father, that we would bring honor and glory to your name, that we might not just honor thee with our mouths, but we'd honor you with our hearts, that our hearts would be stayed upon you, O thou great Jehovah. We thank you and praise you. We thank you for each in the assembly. We pray, Father, you'd meet each and every need according to your will. We pray and continue to pray for Melanie and Judy and Tom. And we pray for David King and his family. We pray, Father, that they would have a time of relaxation. We pray for continued healing. We pray, Father, for Perry Medlock. We pray for continued healing in his body, to help him to completely overcome this matter of his heart. For others in our assembly that have heart troubles, and we just pray that you'd meet the needs for each and every one. We thank you for answering prayer. We thank you that you are the great physician. We thank you for this country and the rights that we have together, even this evening. We thank you and praise you for that First Amendment in the Constitution. We thank you for that wonderful freedom that we have and right. We pray, Father, that you would have mercy on this land and the inhabitants. We pray there be a turning from sin and a turning to you, that we remember that we are endowed by you with certain inalienable rights. We just want to thank you for them. We pray, Father, we'd never take it for granted. And so on this day, the 4th of July, we thank you for all that you have done for us. And we thank you, Father, for your people. We thank you for Rick and Deb. We pray you meet their every need. We pray for each and one of us in the assembly. Pray you would help us and guide us and direct us and bless us, that we be a blessing to thee. In Jesus' precious name we ask it with thanksgiving. Amen.
Lord, we thank you once again for this time to gather together to celebrate your goodness to us. And we thank you for your blessings individually and collectively and even nationally. We pray that you would help us to be quick to praise your holy name. We pray again for the needs of each one in the assembly. We thank you for Bob and his upcoming birthday. Pray that your blessing would be upon him and his family. We pray that you would provide for the many health needs. We pray for the young people of our assembly. We pray that you would provide for Connor's need for employment now that his store is closing, and also that you would guide and direct Nathaniel. We thank you for the resolution of his car situation, that it will be fixed. We pray that you would guide and direct Hannah also as she makes further plans to relocate to Hershey. Pray that you would provide for your will for her life. We thank you for how you answer prayer. We thank you for your sovereign control over all the events of our lives, even as you overturned the evil thoughts of Haman and his associates, how you've triumphed even over sin and death and hell. And we thank you that you have secured our salvation, that you've promised us eternal life. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Do we have any other thoughts tonight before we sign off?
Yeah, I have a question for
how is he making out with the, are they making out with the house?
Well, we're getting closer. It should be, I would say we should have it fairly wrapped up. If things go okay, Lord willing, in another month we should be pretty well wrapped up. And things have been slipping through the cracks and we kind of spinning the wheels at times, but it's coming okay. It's coming, yeah.
I wanted to ask, I didn't want you to think that we forgot about you.
I appreciate it, Dan. I really appreciate all of you, but for a little place, it was in need, and it was in need more than it was anticipated. But there was things like people going on vacation. We anticipated them delivering and knocking doing. So, but it's coming around, and we're satisfied, and we're making the best of it. Thank you.
How are you feeling, Jeanette?
Praise the Lord.
I'm still about the same with the coughing and stuff. And I'm wearing a heart monitor right now, but
yes.
I get that off this week.
Yes.
So, but thank you for asking.
Sure.
I don't know exactly what to say.
And Jerry, you get your monitor this week?
Thursday.
Thursday, okay. Yes.
Jerry.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Sure.
Thank you. Good night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear Jack snorting?
No,
I don't think so.
I didn't.
He was sitting on Dad's lap snorting.
Oh, my goodness. I missed that.
Yeah, I'm not sure where he got to now, but he jumped right up on Rick's lap, and then he came over to my lap.
Yeah, I think I saw, like, part of his body transform over.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we'll get the picture. So how are you guys doing? Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, making out okay. How was your get-together last night?
Oh, it was good. They came about 10 to 5, and they left about 10 to 11.
Oh, my goodness. What a long night.
My goodness, yeah. But it was very fun. It was Nicole and Matt and her mom, Kathleen. She's 65, going to be 66 soon. And then it was their oldest, Nicholas, and his little wife, Amanda. And then their next oldest is Logan. He's at some Christian camp, kind of like what Nathaniel has been doing, or even now in Illinois.
I think it's Illinois.
So he left a few months ago. I think she said he'll be home August or September, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not been around. And then the next one is Dylan, real nice kid. Love him.
Dylan's the second oldest, I think.
Oh, Dylan.
I think he's a year older.
Oh, that's Logan. Okay. And then Hunter and Bella, the only girl. And then Josiah and Connor and Titus. So, yeah, we played volleyball and we played ladder ball and we played croquet. And do you guys know those Velcro things? It's a circle with a little hand grip thing. You hold it and it's like a tennis ball.
Yeah.
So they played those. And Jerry made a comment to me this morning. He said it was so nice just to see, I mean, how many kids were here and not one was on a phone or, you know, doing that. They were just out having fun, loving each other, enjoying, laughing.
Yeah.
And then we had supper. Then we played some more games, had dessert, and then a campfire. And, oh, my goodness, they went through s'mores pretty good, which I'm glad because I've got all this stuff. I bought it a few months ago. I haven't even opened it, so I was grateful that they wanted s'mores.
Great.
So. But it was, very nice.
Are they still on for August?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm so bummed we didn't even get a chance to ask them. I was going to today, but they were having a little, what is it called?
4th of July.
Strawberry shortcake after the service. So Nicole was kind of busy with that. So it's like, today's not the day but I'm going to call her during the week because I keep saying to Jerry, I so want to know because, and they need to let us know because if they're not, we need to try to find somebody to use their tickets.
Yep.
So I'm really hoping that they will, but I just don't know. He's so new now, taking the pastoral position.
Yeah.
If he feels he can leave or find somebody, so I'll be interested to see what they say. But and even if they're not sure, they need to get thinking about it and praying about it and make a decision. So I'm gonna call her. If not Monday, I think she works on Monday, so maybe Tuesday I'll call her. And just kind of, you know, put it in her ear again and say, do you guys know? And you need to let us know, please, as soon as you decide.
Yeah. Did you see the concerts are back at Country Cupboard?
No.
Greater Vision.
Who's coming?
Greater Vision.
Greater Vision?
Yeah.
Greater Vision?
The end of July.
Can we go?
I don't know. Are they going to be down in down in Lancaster?
I don't care.
I sent you the email.
No. Hey, what date?
I sent you the email.
The email's good. Check it out. But check and see if they're in Lancaster anyways.
what did you say?
Maybe they're in Lancaster anyways when we're there.
Wait, what do you mean? I'm confused.
For the Gospel Music Festival.
Oh, they are. They're going to be, right?
I think so. But I couldn't remember if they were there. I think they're there this year.
Yeah. They were supposed to be part of last year's. They got canceled.
Yeah.
But that's not enough for me. So.
Oh, boy.
Save the date, kids. We're going to meet you there.
Yeah, but isn't it right before we go to Lancaster? Is it the end of August or
it's the end of July.
Oh, end of July. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was
I think we're available.
I think it was the 29th, but I'm not sure of that. Check your email and let us know if you want us to get tickets.
Oh, you betcha. Oh, my gosh.
Jerry, are you excited as Aunt Brenda?
What?
I want to know if Jerry's as excited as you.
Can you see him? He's very tired, though. We didn't have the best night. We couldn't sleep too good. He had restless legs and everything, so he's very tired. So I'll excuse him for his coming because he has them. But I have enough for both of us. So.
So they're back.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't believe it.
So are you working much this week?
Only Wednesday. Well, I was only on for Friday, but then another nurse is taking off Wednesday. So, I mean, only to let me have her day. So I'll get Wednesday and Friday.
Uh-huh.
We got the key to the house. We got the key to the house now. So we went over yesterday and decided on the other room for the office.
Oh, did you?
Okay.
Yeah.
So now wait a minute. Which room for the office? On the left?
We decided that maybe we'd use the end bedroom on the right.
The laundry room is going to be just the laundry room and a spare bedroom, and because there's not enough room in there for both.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And then we're just going to put a bed in the office as a spare bedroom, so.
Okay.
Just a single
bed.
The single bed will go in there.
Okay. Now, your guys' bedroom's all the way back on the left?
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
When you guys come down, we'll look at it again.
Oh, good. Okay.
Maybe we'll have a meal over there or something just to kind of, you know, indoctrinate it or something.
And then the guy who's doing the ventilation upgrade at the chapel, we contacted him. He's going to give us, once the paperwork is done, he's going to come and give us some estimates on extending the kitchen for the dining area and the carport and the deck. So. He's got a five-man construction crew, so we're going to see what he has to say.
Oh, good. Okay. Sounds good. So the people, that young couple, they're out?
They're gone, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yep.
So now you can really, you know, feel
and Larry,
like you can.
Larry had the guy here doing measurements the other day for their extension of the living room out where the school room is. They're going to put the living room there in the front by the kitchen, and then they're going to put a two-car garage off to by where the slide is.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So the kitchen's moving?
No, the kitchen will stay there, and then the living room will be out where the school room is.
Okay.
And then the two-car garage will go off that.
Okay. Wow. Oh, my goodness. And this won't happen until, like, at least next spring or something, you guys?
Yeah.
Okay, at least, yeah. Okay. So Nathaniel's getting his car fixed and not sure when he'll have it, though?
Yeah, Mike texted me and said that he would notify me. He'll keep us updated as soon as he gets the parts ordered because he couldn't order the parts until the car got there. So I'm guessing that might have got there Friday, but he said when he has a better picture of timetable, then he'd get back to us and update us. So.
Okay, all right.
And Nathaniel's thinking about just selling his car rather than salvaging it. So if he sells it, somebody's going to have to test drive it, so he has to keep his insurance in place on that. But he's already paid up through July anyway. So I told him to try to make his decision before he has to make another monthly payment on the old car insurance, because if he's going to scrap it, he can just drop the insurance and be done with it.
Okay. So how much could he sell that for, would you guess?
Well, I've seen ads that some of the salvage places are paying $350 and up, so he wouldn't get a whole lot out of it, but at least it'd be something.
It could go towards his deductible.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Boy. Yeah, that might not be a bad idea if he could get a little something for
yeah.
it.
I mean, if somebody will buy it, you know, as a fixer-upper, you know, he might get $500 or $600 out of it, but even if he trashes it, he probably could still get $350 or $400 maybe, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that'll at least help him a little bit. Good.
Yep.
Now, was Hannah scheduled to come home yesterday?
She was talking about coming home today, but she came home last night, so.
Oh, okay. She hanging in there?
Yeah, she seemed better yesterday than she was over a couple days earlier, so.
Okay.
Yeah. She went with us to the fireworks in Mentorsville last night, and now she's with Emily tonight for fireworks, so.
Oh, good. Okay. So were they good fireworks?
Yeah, they were pretty good.
They were pretty nice.
We were down at the middle school by the Methodist Church there in Mentorsville, on the outskirts of Mentorsville, and there's a family up on the hill there that does these big fireworks, so it was like almost a half hour. It was really good.
Mm,
and the crowd there was better than the big crowd in Williamsport would be tonight, so.
Okay. Yeah, we haven't heard any today. Last night we heard quite a few.
We'll hear them tonight.
Yeah, we'll hear them later.
It'll be a while, but they'll come along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm trying to think what else is new here. Not much, I guess. I don't know.
I guess not, no.
So I got two more days off and then work. And then, yeah, then Thursday we got to be at Mercy Hospital by 7:30.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Probably the procedure's 8:30, and it's just like a 10-minute procedure, they say, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does Jerry have to be put to sleep or anything, or just kind of?
No, maybe a little like light sedation just to relax, but maybe just local instead. You know, they'll numb it, the chest area where it goes. So
yeah,
they do it right in doctor's offices. You know, it says sometimes. So
Okay,
but the doctor that does it, that he's going to, you know, uses Mercy Hospital. So.
Uh huh.
So that's that, yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys got an exciting week or quiet?
Not too much going on. I guess,
Deb has to go to the chiropractor on Tuesday, and then we have to stop by the township office and get the permit for pumping our septic tank.
That's exciting.
Oh, geez.
And I got a mammogram on Thursday. That's exciting, too.
Oh, that's always a good time. The big squeeze.
Yeah.
Now, why chiropractic? You're having issues?
Yeah, it's better than it was, but boy, it was really bad on Thursday night when I got home from Hannah's
test
thing, you know, just staying overnight, and just my hip was out, and I had it adjusted on, I guess it was Monday before, you know, we went away. And it just seemed like it got worse for a little bit, but now it's better than it was, so.
Okay.
It was kind of really bad on Thursday, but it seemed like by Friday it was better, but I'll be glad just to get another adjustment and get it back in the groove for good, I hope.
Sure. Now, what's with jury duty? Anything, or?
jury duty was kind of prolonged because of...
They postponed it till the fall.
It's been postponed till the fall. So I've got to go through it again, kind of.
For sure? I mean, or do you have to get another
She has to
state?
Start the call-in process again. They delayed her because...
There was somebody that I was in contact with that had COVID, of course.
So it was a convenient excuse. It was true, but it was, I mean, she didn't have any symptoms, but
she did have symptoms. She had COVID.
Well, you didn't.
No, I didn't have symptoms, but you know how it goes. They say, you know, if you've been in contact with anybody with COVID, and it's like, oh, brother, here we go.
But just keep. Yeah. So you mean you made the call to kind of check on it, and then they screened you?
I emailed them and told them that she had been exposed to somebody that had COVID.
Oh.
And
oh.
They sent back an email that she's deferred until October.
Oh, well, in October, say it again.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, it'll be the variant strain F or G or H or something by then, so.
Yeah. Oh, on our news tonight, our numbers are going in the wrong direction. Please. Now, Jerry was going to get jury duty right before it started. And Shazam, he got, you know, didn't happen, and he hasn't heard a thing.
I haven't heard anything.
Good for you. Yeah. Oh, brother.
Well, they're pushing kids for the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah. Did you see that 13-year-old? The 13-year-old dropped dead in Michigan after getting the second dose?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yep. Interesting.
Yep. But of course it wasn't related.
No,
not at all. Not at all. Nope.
And then they had on the news yesterday that the unvaccinated people are the biggest breeders of all these variants.
Yeah.
Of course we are. Yeah.
But they had another guy on the day before that saying, why are all the athletes that are getting their second shot, why are they all coming down positive?
Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, jeepers. Bailey's didn't get it, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Well, I know they weren't
It
good.
Says
I,
people
I
will believe the lie.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. So.
Did you have rain today?
No, today was beautiful.
Today was
we
nice.
Did get, what, an inch and a quarter?
Inch and a quarter.
Thursday
or Friday?
Friday.
That's good.
Yeah,
that
finally.
Your rain situation.
What's that?
Didn't that help your rain situation?
Oh, golly, it did. We were so, so grateful. And we didn't even know we were going to get it. It was kind of like a surprise. It poured real hard, and then it kind of let up and then poured hard and then it continued and yeah, we got an inch and a quarter. So we were just thrilled and so thankful.
We had three
definitely
quarters.
Helped.
We had 3/4 of an inch Thursday night and then we had rain Friday morning and then we had hail Friday afternoon.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Just as today was like one of the nicest days we've had in a while. Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because have you guys been like super humid too?
No, it's been the last 2 or 3 days. I mean, it was humid when it was rainy, but we've been in the middle 70s the last 2 or 3 days, and then today it was back up above 80.
Oh no! Today we were 50s, but I mean, my gosh! Like last week we get up. Yeah, it was 54.
Oh, hello.
Humidity.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm talking humidity.
I was talking temperature.
I'm sorry. All right. I'm sorry. I'm off kilter here. I'm so excited about greater vision.
Did you find the email?
I'm going to go get my phone right now. And the calendar. Can you do email on yours?
We're camping.
When are we camping?
We got that set up for that.
Oh,
that's
no.
Why I said I'm excited. It's like, I don't think that's...
Rick, it's a 29?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh! Oh! Well, why don't we switch? restricted to our anniversary.
Because there's nothing open.
No, a different site. We could do a different site. We just wanted that one site. Just a week ago, Jerry goes, oh, it's our 20th year. We should do something. So we were going to just go to Sprague Brook for 2 nights. Can come home and do howdy. Don't even need peg, you know, just to get away. But there wasn't a lot available, so we made it the 28th, 29th, and 30th. I'm going to see what we can do.
Well, whatever, let us know. We rolled our tickets for Triumphant at Country Cupboard last November to this year, so we've got our tickets already for the, I think it's third row for Triumphant Quartet.
But that's
That's November, yeah. Yeah, that's November 13th, yeah. I think it's the 13th.
Okay. All right.
Because we didn't get a refund last year. We just rolled them to the reschedule date, so.
Oh, okay. When did you text or email us?
Thursday or Friday. You don't have it?
I don't see it.
Can you go to the sent box and resend it?
I don't have my phone.
Oh, okay. We'll resend it to you.
Okay.
She doesn't have her phone out here, so we'll get it to you.
Kitty.
Hey.
I'm using Rick's phone now.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
What am I looking for?
Go to Scent and look for the Brendan and Jerry.
Oh, brother.
It should be right there near the top.
Well, so then do I need to go to Scent?
Yeah, go to the Scent box.
Okay, let's see. Drunk.
No, Scent.
Scent. Yeah, here it is.
Reforward it.
I guess I just sent it.
Okay.
Did it come?
Let's see. Would it take a minute, maybe?
It might take a minute. It's to the TWC.com, okay. Right?
Okay, great. I looked up on my phone, because I didn't have the email, I looked up Country Cupboard Concerts, Greater Vision, 7 o'clock, July 29th.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's a Thursday night.
Yes. Okay.
And Sandy and Larry both said it's okay to plug in down at the shed for that week, for the 13th.
Oh, we can plug in down there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. In our camping spot? Excellent.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Good. Good, good. Okay. Well, I'll keep you posted. As soon as I can find out anything, I'll let you know.
Alrighty.
Yeah, let us know because, you know, we'd have to order the tickets. I'm not sure what kind of, being that's the first one, I'm not sure how much of a run they'll have on them, so.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. When did that come out?
I think it was Thursday or Friday. I can't remember when I got it, but I forwarded it when I got it. But
okay. All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you.
You bet.
Okay. So we will talk to you guys later in the week, probably.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks for everything. Love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Tell Hannah we love her and hi. And
okay.
And Daniel too.
All righty.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye, Bandit.
Bye. Okay. What are you doing?
I was going to stack them.
Well, don't stack them with me there. I thought I was going to give you your phone and your iPad, and next thing I know, you're trying to put a chair on top of me. Maybe I'd be better off taking the chairs and you take the phone. There, you got it. I brought the chairs inside just because they get so dusty and dirty and insecty. It's like, I know there's no room, but it's ridiculous because I had to go out and wash them all off.
Casey still chained up? Is Gracie still chained up?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think I just bumped your bird light thing there.
What?
I think I just bumped your bird light thing there.
My who?
Your bird thing there.
My bird thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
Isn't your bird thing there by the step? I hit it with my arm.
I don't know. I'll go out and see. You gotta lift them up higher and get the legs in where they go. Come on.
That's beyond me.
Okay. Thanks. Where's the...
Right there by the cat food.
Okay. Okay. Gracie. You think they'll actually switch their camping to do that? Hey Siri, turn on voiceover. Hey Siri, turn on voiceover. Hey Siri, turn off do not disturb. Hey Siri, turn off do not disturb. Hey Siri, turn off do not disturb. Hey Siri, turn on voiceover.
So did you already post
Facebook?
I see an icon screen.
Okay. Are we on Firefox? Facebook?
I don't know where. There's Facebook. Mm-hmm. Paste?
Mm-hmm. Any typos?
I don't see any.
Okay. Post?
Okay.
Okay. Oops. Is that?
So we're logging.
Local church, yeah.
Local church. Log in.
Now we gotta take me off again for the 10 a.m.
It says this connection is unsecure.
Just ignore that. It went there now, didn't it?
I don't know. I'm confused. It's like I gotta start over again, putting that in, and try it again. This connection is not secure. Logins enter here could be compromised. Learn more.
Just ignore that.
Save or don't save?
Don't save.
I don't know. It's not letting me do this very well.
Do we need to restart?
I can't do it, get anything out of there.
Okay, let's close out of there then. Firefox?
Yeah.
Oops. Yeah. Is that message share again? I mean, okay. Not message share.
Local church PA.
Yeah.
Log in.
Are you in now?
Just give it a second.
Okay.
Site builder?
Yeah.
Did you want to see how many? Visitors this month is 5.
5, okay.
Okay. Sunday at 10?
Mm-hmm.
This is different looking. I don't know what I did, where I went. Let's go back to main menu. Let me see if I can.
Okay. Site builder, and then home, and then this week's messages.
Edit.
Uh huh.
Yeah, and that I must have pressed something wrong here.
Okay. Look for this week's messages.
Okay, that's what I did wrong. Yeah.
You probably clicked the header.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay,
change
now,
the date.
10 a.m., what do you want to do about
that? Well, we got to get rid of me and put Dan in, but change the date first up top.
Okay, backspace 4.
Slash again, or?
That's fine.
Okay.
Now, 10 a.m. worship, yep. And I'll get rid of Elder. Okay, try 20. Okay, 5 more. Okay, now I'll go ahead and type. Oh, wait a minute. Go backspace. Your cursor, or your, 2 more. Now your, capitalizer is reversed.
Oh.
Now try it. No, now that's a small D. Capital V? No, that's a small D. Yeah, that's better.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, and then...
Is there a comma after elder?
Yeah. Now we're going to get rid of the title. Backspace 15. 3 more. Okay, Okay.
Okay. Psalm 23.
5. 4 more. 2 more. Okay, Psalm.
Okay.
Okay, 7 p.m. Zoom meeting. Try 20. 5. 1 more.
Okay. Esther 9, 17 to 32.
Okay, minus 3 there. Okay, now do a 7.
Okay.
To 32?
Yep. update.
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay.
Myself, even though I can't see it, and how the Lord provided for Nathaniel, he's providing for him.
Yeah.
Do you know
what I mean? Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, how about my phone? Is it off?
I don't know. The screen's blank right now.
Siri, turn off Do Not Disturb. That's weird. Is it wanting the access code again?
No.
Give me so I can see it.
Okay.
It says Do Not Disturb. Calls will be silenced until Do Not Disturb is turned off.
Okay, I'm trying to get voiceover back. Hey Siri. Hey Siri. Something wrong. Hey Siri. Hey Siri. Turn off Do Not Disturb. Hey Siri, turn on VoiceOver. Hey Siri, turn on VoiceOver. Yeah. Hey Siri, turn on VoiceOver. Hey Siri, turn on VoiceOver.
Okay.
Hey Siri, turn on VoiceOver. Something's wrong. Hey Siri. Hey Siri. It's like it rebooted. Hey Siri. Hey Siri, turn on VoiceOver.
I have a screen that shows all the icons here.
Does it show the number code and the number pad to enter in your password?
Rick, I have a screen that shows the icons. Okay. I can go from page to page.
Can you go to
page.
Settings? Go to settings on page one. And go to accessibility.
Accessibility.
And then VoiceOver.
VoiceOver is off.
Turn it on.
VoiceOver on. Settings. VoiceOver. Switch button. On. Double tap to toggle setting.
Thank you.
VoiceOver practice. Button. Rotor. Button.
Yeah. Thank you.
Rotor actions. Button. Rotor. Button. Activities. Button. Commands. Button. Audio. Button. Verbosity. Button. VoiceOver recognition. Button. Braille. Button. Speech. Button. Voice. Samantha. Button. Pitch. Voice. Use pitch change. Up. Detect languages. VoiceOver will switch voices. Rotor languages. Add new language. Button. Add new language. Button. VoiceOver. Back button. VoiceOver. Back. Braille. Button. Speech. Speaking. Speaking rate. Heading. Speaking rate. Heading. Heading not found. Heading not found. VoiceOver practice. Button. Learn more. Link. Double tap to activate this left. Tap once to select an item. VoiceOver speaks items on the screen. VoiceOver. On. VoiceOver. Heading. VoiceOver. Voice. Tap once. Double tap to activate. Learn more. VoiceOver practice. Speaking rate. Speaking rate. 80%. Adjustable. Swipe up or down with one finger to adjust the values. News. App switcher. Close settings. App switcher. News. Current action. Close news. Action. Activate. Default. Close news. Closing news.
That's weird.
Messages. Messages. Current action. Close. Activate. Default. Close messages. Closing messages. Mail. Current action. Close mail. Activate. Default. Close mail. Closing mail. Otter. Action. Otter. 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 Back. Love of the Good Shepherd is ready. Engage. Button. Agenda today. To see your agenda, connect your calendar. Button. Import. Button. Search. Button. Open navigation bar. Open navigation bar. Button. Agenda today. To see your agenda, connect your calendar. Open navigation bar. Button. Search. Import. Button. Agenda today. To see your love of the Good Shepherd is ready. Engage. Rest from your enemies. Love of the Good. Agenda today. To see your love of the Good Shepherd is ready. Agenda. Import. Button. Search. Button. Open navigation bar. Open navigation bar. Search. Import. Button. Agenda today. To see your love of the Good Shepherd is ready. Rest from your enemies is ready. Doing the offer is ready. 70. New feature. Transcribe Zoom live. More options. Button. Try 14 days auto visit. Many detained Jews is ready. For head over all things is ready. For many detained Jews is ready. For agenda today. To see your agenda, connect your calendar. Button. 8:21 p.m.
Otter's not there.
Swipe down with three fingers to reveal notifications. Swipe up with three fingers to reveal the controls. Otter. Ask Witcher. Close Otter.